From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick. Happy Monday, everyone. It really hasn't been feeling like May lately. Our average high is 86 degrees, and this weekend, Jacksonville, we topped out into the upper 70s. But soon enough, we'll be back into the 80s and get this close to the 90s. I'll have the details for you in a moment. But today is dry, not as breezy, with partly to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will be in the low 80s inland and upper 70s along the coast. Moisture will start to build in as we head towards the middle part of this week, leading to a few isolated coastal showers Tuesday and Wednesday, but most neighborhoods will remain dry. We're not really looking at a whole lot of rain. Overall, this week, mostly dry, partly sunny, and windy because of the strong onshore flow. We're going to keep a moderate to high rip current risk at the coast, with surf ranging 2 to 4 feet in the beginning of the week and then 4 to 6 feet as we head towards the later part of this week. This weekend, high pressure will build in closer overhead in the upper levels, which will really allow us to warm up into the upper 80s to even low 90s. But for today, mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. And heading into tonight, temperatures dropping in the mid 60s under partly cloudy skies and breezy winds. Something I want you to be on the lookout for, not this week, but next week on May 26th, we're going to have a full moon, but also a super moon. There are only two that happen in a year, and the last super moon was in April 16th, and the one that's going to be happening soon enough is May 26th. It's going to be called the Super Flower Blood Moon because the full moon will be totally eclipsed and turn a shade of red for 14 minutes, and this eclipse takes place just a few hours after the moon reaches perigee, or the closest point to Earth in its orbit. So that's how it gets its name, the Super Flower Blood Moon. If you're wondering why it's called the Flower Moon in May, it's because lupin wildflowers start to bloom in May in North America and really has inspired the name for the Flower Moon. This full moon is also extra special because it is a total lunar eclipse, but unfortunately for us here locally, it's going to be a partial lunar eclipse. So the best time to really try and see it is at 6:27 in the morning on May 26th. Other locations that will be able to see it well is much of South and East Asia, Australia, much of North America, mainly for the western parts of North America, South America, Pacific, Atlantic, Indian Ocean, and Antarctica. And that will do it. I hope you guys enjoy this week. It's going to be mostly dry, partly to mostly sunny, and definitely windy. So if you have anything that's easily blown around outside, be sure to secure it or bring it indoors. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick for 104.5 WOKV.